الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we began reading in Kitab Adab al-Ta'am, the book about the manners and etiquettes of eating. We had read from the first chapter, باب التسمية في أوله والحمد في آخره, the chapter with regards to mentioning the name of Allah, meaning saying Bismillah at the beginning of the food, at the beginning of the food, and praising Allah, saying Alhamdulillah, and the end of it. We had taken the narrations with regards to the first portion of this chapter recital, with regards to the tasmiyah, and we had seen a number of benefits with regards to that. And now we will take each narration one by one and mention points of benefit from every narration. So the author, he began with the hadith of Umar ibn Abi Salamah رضي الله عنهما. He says, وعن عمر بن أبي سلمة رضي الله عنهما أنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سم الله وكل بيمينك وكل مما يليك. That Umar ibn Abi Salamah رضي الله عنهما, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to me, mention Allah's name, eat with your right hand, and eat from that which is near to you, and eat from what is near to you. Mention Allah's name, eat with your right hand, and eat from what is close to you or near to you. This is the wording that the author, he mentioned, and in our previous class we had mentioned the wording in its entirety. We read that again, and the narration reads, Umar ibn Abi Salamah radiallahu anhu, he says, كُنْتُ غُلَامًا فِي حَجْرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَيَدِي تَطِيشُ فِي الصَّحْفَةِ. That I was a young boy in the care of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my hand used to go all over the place in the dish. My hand used to go around in all different places in the dish. فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Messenger of Allah, he said to me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا غُلَام. In the narration that we're discussing, يَا غُلَام, O young boy, سَمِّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَدِيكَ. Mention the name of Allah, and you say Bismillah. Mention the name of Allah, the Most High, meaning say Bismillah, and eat with your right hand, and eat from that which is near to you, and eat from that which is near to you. He said, رضي الله عنه, فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ طِعْمَتِي بَعْدُ. So I continue to eat in this manner, any afterwards. I continue to eat in this manner afterwards. So we had discussed some of the benefits in brief detail in our previous class, and now we take them in points. The first benefit that we take, الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حتى في حال الأكل. حتى في حال الأكل. The issue of ordering the good and forbidding the evil, even in the situation of eating and drinking. يعني مشروعية. مشروعية الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حتى في حال الأكل والشرب. Any the legislation of commanding the good and forbidding the evil, even while one is eating and drinking. Even while one is eating and drinking. So if there is a commandment that's not being established properly, then it's upon a believer who has knowledge of that affair to clarify that and to order that good to be established. And likewise, if there is a prohibition that is being perpetrated or rights that are being violated and a believer is aware of that, then it's incumbent for him likewise to reprimand that and to forbid it in a manner that is proper, with wisdom and knowledge and with good admonition and speech. And with good admonition and speech, even in the circumstance here of eating and drinking, whatever the sunnah is not being established properly, then people, they should be reminded. They should be reminded in a good manner, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded and admonished Umar ibn Abi Salamah radiallahu anhuma, and he benefited from that until he accepted that advice and continued applying that even later on in his life. The second benefit, ahammiyatu ta'limi adab al-akli wa shurb, the importance of teaching the etiquettes and manners of eating and drinking. All of this is derived from this narration here. We see that the young man, his hand is going all over the place in the dish, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he admonished him and advised him and directed him and taught him in the good manner. So therefore it's incumbent likewise for the believers to follow this role model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, you have the best example in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's incumbent to learn these manners and etiquettes and to abide by them, and likewise to teach the youth, the children, and the family in the home. The family in the home. The third benefit, husnu tarbiyati an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ta'limihi, the good cultivation of the Prophet and his education, of those under his care, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would teach them and cultivate them and guide them and direct them in a good manner, in the best way. And the fourth benefit, أن فيه منقبة لعمر ابن أبي سلمة لامتثاله الأمر ومواظبته على العمل بالعلم وتطبيق السنة. Here is a great virtue for Umar ibn Abi Salama رضي الله عنهما, because he complied to the command of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he continued to perform that consistently in application of knowledge that he learned in applying the Sunnah. So he mentioned that he benefited greatly and even continued to apply the knowledge that he learned about the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he learned the knowledge and then implemented and applied it. This is a great status and a lofty rank, to have knowledge and to apply it properly and to be consecutive and continuous in the application of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be continuous and make muwadhaba, any time after time, time after time, day in and day out, in the application of the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunan, yani the laws and legal ways of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fifth benefit, fihi thalathu sunan lil akli wa shurb. In this narration, there are three sunan, yani three sunnas from the sunan of eating and drinking. The first one at tasmiyah, mentioning the name of Allah. We've seen what is intended by that, and that is to say Bismillah. And the second is al-aklu bil-yameen, eating with the right hand. And the third one is al-aklu mimma yalika, and eating from that which is close to you. The sixth benefit, annahu yanbaghi ijtinabu al-af'al allati tushbihu af'al shayateen, that it's incumbent for a person to avoid and stay away from the deeds that resemble the actions of the devil. This was stemming from the other narrations that we mentioned about the issue of eating with the right hand. We had taken some other narrations with regards to that from the narration of Jabir and other than him, radiyallahu anhum, about eating with the right hand. Any of the devil, he eats with his left hand. So therefore, it's not proper for a believer to resemble the devil or the deeds of the devil in any manner, or the followers of the devil, from the disbelievers and the deviant innovators and the misguided and the ignorant. So therefore, it's incumbent for a believer to avoid those deeds that resemble the deeds of the deviant and misguided, at the head of them the devil, waliyadhu billah. So after this, we read the next narration. The author, he says, وَعَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا أَنَّهَا قَالَتْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي النَّسِيَ أَنْ يَذْكُرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي أَوَّلِهِ فَلْيَقُولْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. The author, he mentioned the narration of Aisha رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا, that she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when any of you wants to eat, he should mention the name of Allah in the beginning. And he's saying Bismillah. And if he forgets to do it in the beginning, then he should say Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. And even with the name of Allah at the beginning and at the end. With the name of Allah at the beginning and at the end. We've seen from the benefits of this narration here, bayanu al-muradi bit-tasmiyah, the clarification of what is intended from the tasmiyah. And that was from the wording of At-Tirmidhi. Because in the wording of At-Tirmidhi, it's mentioned directly, فَلْيَقُولْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. فَلْيَقُولْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. And in this verse, this is the wording that the author, he has here. إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَذْكُرْ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَيْنَاسِيًا يَذْكُرْ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي أَوَّلِهِ فَلْيَقُولْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ. In the wording of At-Tirmidhi, it's mentioned, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَقُولْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ نَسِيَ أَنْ يَقُولْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي أَوَّلِهِ فَلْيَقُولْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ فِي أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ. So in any case, it's mentioned here in these narrations clearly the word Bismillah, the word Bismillah, and the wording here is saying to mention the name of Allah. And the wording of Umar ibn Abi Salam is mentioned the command to make Tasmiyah, Samillah. But in some wordings of this narration here, it's mentioned فَلْيَقُلْ Bismillah. Then let him say Bismillah. Then let him say Bismillah. So this is clarified in these narrations. The second benefit, بَيَانُ الْهَدِي عِنْدَ نِسْيَانِ التَّسْمِيَةِ وَأَنَّ بَرَكَتَهَا تَعُودُ عَلَى أَوَّلِ الطَّعَامِ وَآخِرِهِ وَأَنَّ بَرَكَتَهَا تَعُودُ عَلَى أَوَّلِ الطَّعَامِ وَآخِرِهِ بَيَانُ الْهَدِي يعني هَدِي النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The clarification of the guidance, meaning the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عند نسيان التسمية في أول الطعام, whenever forgetting to mention the name of Allah at the beginning of the food. وَأَنَّ بَرَكَتَهَا تَعُودُ عَلَى أَوَّلِ الطَّعَامِ وَآخِرِهِ. And that the blessing of this tasmiyah, it goes back to the beginning of the food and likewise the end. It covers the beginning of the food and likewise the end. So if a person, he were to forget to mention the name of Allah in the beginning of eating or drinking, and then he remembered during that, Alhamdulillah, he's able to catch up with that and to say the name of Allah whenever he remembers. The name of Allah whenever he remembers, and the benefit and the blessing of mentioning the name of Allah will cover the food in entirety. Walillahi alhamd. As for if a person were to not remember to mention the name of Allah, and he forgot to say Bismillah all the way until he finished eating or drinking. Now the time has passed and there's no food nor drink left to say the name of Allah over. So there's no way to catch up with that. He has lost out on the opportunity entirely. This narration here is applied whenever a person is eating or drinking and he remembers during before the food is finished. As for if the food is finished, then there's no food to mention the name of Allah upon. As for if the drink is gone, then there's no drink now to mention the name of Allah upon. So therefore he has missed out on that opportunity in entirety. As for if he had remembered during eating or drinking, while there's still some food left, then this is what is intended from this narration, and Allah knows best. Also, from the benefits as well, the next narration had come with a similar wording, and there was an addition in that, and that was that the devil, he will throw up. That is that the devil, he will throw up the food whenever the name of Allah is mentioned. He will throw up the food whenever the name of Allah is mentioned. That hadith goes along with the narration that we're discussing now from those benefits, that the issue of saying the name of Allah Azza wa Jal in the beginning and in the end, that the devil, he throws up, this one is not authentic. After this, we have the third narration. The author, he mentioned, وَعَنْ جَابِرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولِ إِذَا دَخَلَ الرَّجُلُ بَيْتَهُ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ وَعِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِأَصْحَابِهِ لَا مَبِيتَ لَكُمْ وَلَا عَشَاءَ وَإِذَا دَخَلَ فَلَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ أَدْرَكْتُمُ الْمَبِيتَ وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ قَالَ أَدْرَكْتُمُ الْمَبِيتَ وَالْعَشَاءَ رَوَاهُ Muslim. The author, he mentioned the narration of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, that he says, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if a person mentions the name of Allah upon entering his house and eating, shaitan, he says, addressing his followers, you will find nowhere to spend the night and no dinner. But if he enters without mentioning the name of Allah, the devil, he says to his followers, you have found a place to spend the night. And if it does not mention the name of Allah at the time of eating, then the shaitan, he says, you have found a place to spend the night in as well as food. Meaning as well as dinner. It's narrated by Muslim. From the benefits of this narration, أَنَّ إِنْتِهَازَ الشَّيْطَانِ فرصة من الإنسان عندما تكون حال الغفلة والنسيان الذكر حال الغفلة والنسيان الذكر أن انتهاز الشيطان فرصة من الإنسان إنما تكون حال الغفلة والنسيان الذكر then the devil, he is only able to seize the opportunity against the person. That the devil is only able to seize an opportunity to take advantage of a person whenever he is in a state of heedlessness or forgetfulness. He's not remembering to mention the name of Allah. فإذا كان متيقظا محتاطا متذكرا لله تعالى في جملة حالاته لم يتمكن الشيطان من إغوائه وتسويله وأيس منه بالكلية. And the one who is aware, constantly aware, and he's taking precaution, and he remembers Allah often in all of his different circumstances and situations, then the devil will not have any authority over him. And he will not be able to mislead him or misguide him. And he will not be able to tempt him, and eventually he will give up on him in entirety. Like the mention here, how whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how whenever it's said that if one mentions the name of Allah upon entering and eating, the shaitan, he will say, there's no possible way. You have no place to sleep here, and likewise you have no dinner, no food. And also from the narration we discussed in this light as well, upon leaving the house and mentioning the name of Allah, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. At this time, likewise, the devils, they back up. And they step aside and they say, كَيْفَ بِمَنْ قَدْ هُدِيَ وَكُفِيَ وَوُكِي. How could you ever have any way or authority or any means to mislead someone who has been guided and sufficed and protected? So again, the one who continues to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly in all of his different circumstances and situations, this is from the greatest means to be protected and fortified from the whispers of the devil and from the traps of shaitan, from the traps of shaitan. And whenever a person is heedless or neglectful of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is whenever the devil is able to take advantage of a person. This is whenever the devil is able to take advantage of a person. So those who remember Allah in all of their circumstances and situations, they are those who the shaitan laysa alayhim sultan. They have no authority over them. And these are the true slaves and believers, the true slaves of Allah and the strong and firm believers, those who remember Allah often. And this is by way of learning the daily sunan, by learning the daily sunan and the athkar and the ad'iyah and all of the different circumstances and situations from the time one wakes up until the time one goes to bed. And all that which is in between, there's a sunnah, there's guidance, there's direction, there are athkar for every situation from upon waking, all the way through his day, putting on his clothes, preparing for his salah, going out of his house, riding in his vehicle, all of his affairs, meeting his brothers, coming in the masjid. In every circumstance and situation, there's a proper dhikr and supplication and a means to remember Allah and seek his blessing and help and protection. Whenever a person, he learns these sunan, and he learns what they mean, and he mentions them with his tongue, calling on Allah with his heart, he will benefit in a great manner, and he will be fortified and protected from the devil in this way by the permission of Allah. And this is from the benefits, likewise, of this narration, تحسن الرجل بذكر الله عند دخول بيته وعلى طعامه وفي كل أحيانه هذا سبب السلامة من الشيطان وشره. نتحصن الرجل بذكر الله عند دخول بيته وعلى طعامه وفي كل أحواله سبب للسلامة من الشيطان وشره. That of the fact that a person, he will fortify himself with the name of Allah, and by remembering Allah and mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again seeking his help, seeking his protection, seeking his blessing upon entering his home and upon eating his food and all of his circumstances and situations, sababun lissalama, sababun lissalamati min ash-shaytani wa sharrihi. This is a means to be safe from the devil, a means to be safe from the devil and safe from his evil, safe from his evil. On the contrary, we see as well, وَعَدَمُ ذِكْرْ فِي هَذِهِ الْمُوَاضِعِ سَبَبٌ لِتَعَرُضِ الشَّيْطَانِ لَهُ وَلِأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ وَمَنْ مَعَهِ. And the fact that a person would not remember or mention the name of Allah in these circumstances or situations is a reason for the devil to take advantage of him and to try him, to tempt him and his family or his household and those along with him, to tempt him and his family or his household and those along with him. The third benefit, أهميّة التسمية عند الدخول والطعام ونحو ذلك. The importance, the great importance that one he must give to mentioning the name of Allah upon entering the home and upon eating and drinking and the likes like this. Upon eating and drinking the likes like this. And this is a benefit, yani, with regards to creed. It's not just simple statements. It's not just simple statements, right? That these statements have meanings and it's based upon aqidah. It's based upon aqidah. You say Bismillah, meaning you believe in Allah. You believe that Allah, He is the creator and the provider and sustainer. You believe that Allah, He is authority and command and He's powerful and strong. And you hope that He will help you. And you hope that He will help you. And you believe that all good is in the hands of Allah and all blessing is from Allah alone. And you hope that He will bless you. You hope to have the good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be protected. So therefore you mention His name upon this creed. You mention this name upon this creed. It's aqidah. It's not just words. There's aqidah here. The aqidah of al-tawheed. The aqidah of al-tawheed. This is tawheed. A person, he says, Bismillah. So in the tasmiyah and the likes, fiha, i'tirafun bi'anna al-bayta wa-ta'ama min rizqillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ni'matihi. Wa la sabila ila tahsilihi illa bi-taysirin min Allahi ta'ala wa tawfiqihi. That in doing this, person, he must realize this, so we do not become accustomed and turn the acts of worship into customs. Rather, it's an action of worship. So the heart must be alive. If we remember in the class about the narrations of rectifying the hearts, the previous class was about muharrikat al-qulub, about the movers of the hearts, yani the love and the fear and the hope. These are pillars of worship of the heart that must be present in all actions of worship. From that, this affair here. So a person, he mentions the name of Allah in this manner upon entering his home, confessing that this home is a blessing and a favor from Allah. It is Allah who provided for you that home. Many people, they're homeless, but Allah, He provided for you this home. This home is nice, maybe it's spacious, maybe it's new, alhamdulillah, or the likes. In any case, it's beneficial and it's a means of shelter. And some, they do not have shelter. Some, they do not have shelter. So you remember the name of Allah and that this house and this home that you have is a blessing from Allah. It's a blessing from Allah. And in confessing that, this is a type of showing thanks. This is a type of showing thanks. And likewise, the food. When you eat the food, alhamdulillah, you say Bismillah. Bismillah, it is Allah who created this food. It's Allah who provided this food. It's Allah who has given me this food. It's the benefit the benefit that I take from the food and the nourishment that I find in the food. This is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, I eat it in His name. I enter the house in His name. I eat the food and drink the drink in the name of Allah azza wa jal. In the name of Allah azza wa jal. These things cannot be obtained except if Allah facilitates and except by Allah giving one success. Giving one success. So here we see the fourth benefit. Al-ityanu bihadhihi al-adhkar fi mawadhi'iha wasilatun 'azima li tawthiq al-'alaqati bayna al-'abdi wa rabbihi. وَلِبُلُوغِ الْعَبْدِ مَنْزِلَةِ الشُّكْرِ فَيَكُونَ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ فَيَكُونَ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ الْإِتْيَانُ بِهَذِهِ الْأَذْكَارِ فِي مَوَاضِعِهَا وَسِيلَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ لِتَوْثِيقِ الْعَلَاقَةِ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَرَبِّهِ. That bringing these adhkar in their proper places, in their proper times, is a great means to strengthen the relationship between the slave and his Lord. It's a great means to strengthen the relationship, the bond, to strengthen the relationship, to strengthen the bond, yani the aqidah, meaning the aqidah in the heart. This is the relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, the iman, the aqidah. This is strengthened by bringing these adhkar throughout the day in all the different circumstances and situations, remembering Allah and mentioning Allah in this manner with the heart that is alive on the time when he wakes up and he's going through his day, leaving his home or eating his food or putting on his clothes or using the restroom, akramakum Allah, or whatever he's doing, getting in his vehicle or wherever he's going, stepping in the masjid, going into his prayer, sitting after his prayer, so on and so forth. All of these circumstances, by mentioning the name of Allah and saying these adhkar properly that have come from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is from the greatest means to strengthen the bond. to strengthen the bond of the believer with his Lord, of the believer with his Lord, and for a person to reach the status of shukr, and to be from those who are truly showing thanks until he becomes from a shakirin, until he becomes from a shakirin, and by remembering Allah and the favors of Allah all throughout the day, all throughout the day. And the status of a shukr is from the highest and the best, the most lofty of status. And here we see the people of knowledge mentioned, the fifth benefit about a shukr. They say, the people of knowledge, they say, a shukru hafidhun janib. Hafidhun janib. That a shukr, shukr means to show thanks, to be grateful. To show thanks, to be grateful. They say, a shukru hafidhun janibun. Hafidhun janib. Hafidh means it preserves and protects. Jadib means it brings about. It brings about. So what they intend by that, they say, hafidhun linni'mati al-mawjuda. وَجَارِبٌ لِلنِّعْمَةِ الْمَفْقُودَةِ حَافِظٌ لِلنِّعْمَةِ الْمَوْجُودَةِ وَجَارِبٌ لِلنِّعْمَةِ الْمَفْقُودَةِ حَافِظٌ لِلنِّعْمَةِ الْمَوْجُودَةِ. It protects and preserves, showing thanks, preserves and protects, maintains the blessings that are present. The blessings that are present. If you have blessings in your life now, at the head of them, the blessing of Islam, guidance to the Sunnah, the way of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, and the application of that in your daily life, the greatest blessing to show thanks for. If you have blessing of health and well-being in your mind and your body, or of wealth and prosperity, or any goodness or safety and security in your household, in your home, and your financial status, and the likes, all of these are from the great blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you would like for them to remain and to stay, then you must show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla and recognize that they're from Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then strive to uphold the rights of those blessings by using them in the avenues that are lawful and permissible, and strive your utmost to not use the favors of Allah in His disobedience. In this manner, the blessings, they will remain. The showing thanks and having gratitude keeps the blessings and maintains them and preserves them. It's the means to keep the blessings, maintain them, and to preserve them. But on top of that as well, الشكر أيضا جالب للنعمة المفقودة. Also the shukr, it brings about the blessings that are not present, blessings that you don't have now, that you would like to have in the future, or today, or later on in the life like this. The way to obtain those blessings is by showing thanks, is by showing thanks. The evidence for this from the book of Allah, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Whenever your Lord, He announced that if you show thanks, then I will increase you. وَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you are ungrateful, then indeed my punishment is severe. Then indeed my punishment is severe. So if you show thanks, then Allah, He promised you to increase you, to increase you. فَالشُّكْرُ حَافِظٌ جَارِبٌ. حَافِظٌ جَارِبٌ. After this, the author, he mentioned, وَعَنْ هُذَيْفَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالْ كُنَّ إِذَا حَضَرْنَا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ طَعَامٍ لَمْ نَضَعْ أَيْدِيَنَا حَتَّى يَبْدَأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَيَضَعُ يَدَهُ وَأَنَّا حَضَرْنَا مَعَهُ مَرَّةً طَعَامٍ فَجَاءَتْ جَارِيَةٌ كَأَنَّهَا تُدْفَعْ فذهبت لتضع يدها في الطعام فأخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيدها ثم جاء أعرابي كأنما يدفع فأخذ بيده فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الشيطان ليستحل الطعام ألا يذكر اسم الله تعالى عليه وأنه جاء بهذه الجارية ليستحل بها فأخذت بيدها فجاء بهذا الأعرابي ليستحل به فأخذت بيده والذي نفسي بيده إن يده في يدي مع يديهما ثم ذكر اسم الله تعالى فأكل رواه مسلم. He mentioned the narration of Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه that he says, when we attended a meal with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we would not stretch forth our hands towards the food until he, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would start eating first and place his hands in the food. And once we were with him, when a little girl rushed in as if someone was impaling her, and he pushing her, She was about to lay her hand on the food when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam caught her hand. Then a Bedouin came in rushing as if someone were pushing him. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam caught his hand also and said, "The shaitan considers that food lawful for himself and which the name of Allah is not mentioned." And then he says he brought this girl, yani the devil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned that shaitan brought this girl to make the food lawful through her, but I caught her hand. And then he brought the Bedouin to make it lawful through him, but I caught his hand too. By him in whose hand my soul is, now the shaitan's hand is in my grasp along with their hands. And then he mentioned the name of Allah and began to eat, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrated by Muslim. From the benefits of this narration here, number one, ihtiram al-kabir wa taqdimuhu fi al-ta'ami wa al-sharab wa al-julusi wa al-dukhuri wa nahwi dhalika. ونحو ذلك مشروعية احترام الكبير وتقديمه في الطعام والشراب والجلوس والدخول ونحو ذلك. The legislation of honoring the elder, the one who is elder, the one who is first and foremost in age, the one who is older in age. Likewise, the kabir sometimes is not necessarily always in age, but sometimes it's also in knowledge or status and rank. And it's even greater whenever those affairs are combined. Maybe a person has a status in knowledge or authority in the society and the likes like this, or position and rank, and along with that he's an elder and age. Now he has a great right upon those who are under him. And even if he was not high in his age, maybe there are others who are older, but he has status because of knowledge or a particular benefit for the Muslims in general and the likes like this, or virtue or status, and likewise he has a virtue and rank above the others. And if not, if he's an elder, then no doubt in Islam we are ordered to honor our elders. So from that, the elder is given upon eating and drinking and sitting and entering in the likes like this. So it's from the good and noble manners that when we're eating together, the elder, he should begin. For example, a man in his household, when he's eating with his family, the children should not hasten to put their hands in the food and begin eating before their father. Rather, the father, he will begin the dish. He will begin the meal, the food we placed, and the father, he will begin, and then the family will follow after him. And this is from the noble manners and guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, in drinking, if someone is serving drink, then one begins with the elder. The first one to be served will be the elder. Or even if a person is passing out, for example, food, some type of sweets, for example, he will begin with the elder. Some people, they think that you automatically begin with the one on your right. This is not the case. You begin with the elder. Kabbir, kabbir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, kibbir, kibbir. You begin with the elder. And from him you move to the right. So also with regards to sitting, though the elder, he will be allowed to sit first, and he will be shown preference in the seats, and he'll be given the proper seat that is suitable for him. He's shown preference in these affairs. Likewise, entering through the doors. The sunnah is that the elder, he will go first. Whenever going through doorways, so on and so forth. It has been collected by Abu Dawood and al-Tirmidhi, Imam Ahmed, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man lam yarham sagirana wa ya'rif haqqa kabirina falaysa minna," that whomsoever does not show mercy to our youth and he does not know the right of our elder, then he's not from us. And meaning he's not following our way properly. He's not upon our guidance and our sunnah and in our legal way. And he's on another path. So from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to be merciful with the youth. And we've seen an example of that in application in the first narration of Umar ibn Abi Salama. Ya Ghulam. So he didn't leave him to just eat like that with no manners. any rudely and the likes like this, and nor did he reprimand him harshly, and nor did he belittle him and talk to him badly. Rather, he called him ya ghulam in this good tone, in this good manner. Samillah, say the name of Allah, say Bismillah, kul bi yaminika, eat with your right hand, barakallah fik, eat with your right hand, وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ, and eat from that which is near to you. And this is from having mercy, giving guidance and direction, and correcting mistakes or errors or bad manners in a good way. In a good way. This is cultivation. This is cultivation, caretaking and raising a child. Caretaking and raising a child. We want to raise children upon the sunnah, not destroy them or give them personality problems and issues. وَلِيَذِي بِاللَّهِ. So from the sunnah and the good way is to show kindness and mercy to the youth. Here the point likewise, وَيَعْرِفُ حَقَّ كَبِيرِنَا, and to know the right of our elder. To know the right of our elder, and the elder from us. Also, it has been narrated by Al-Imam Muslim, from the hadith of Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَرَانِي فِي الْمَنَامِ أَتَسَوَّقُ بِالسِّوَاكِ فَجَذَبَنِي رَجُلَانِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I saw myself in a dream, and I'm using the siwak. And two men, they pulled me. One of them is older than the other. فَنَاوَلْتُ السِّوَاكَ لِلْأَصْغَرِ مِنْهُمَا, and I gave the siwak to the younger one of the two. فَقِيلَ لِي كَبِّرْ فَدَفَعْتُهُ إِلَى الْأَكْبَرِ, and it was said to me at this time, كَبِّرْ, you begin with the elder. And so therefore at this time I gave the siwak to the older one. Also another hadith collected by Al-Imam Ahmad from the narration of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He said radiyallahu anhuma, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَهُوَ يَسْتَنُّ فَأَعْطَى أَكْوَرَ الْقَوْمِ وَقَالَ إِنَّ جِبْرِيلْ أَمَرَانِي أَنْ أُكَبِّرْ. رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَهُوَ يَسْتَنُّ. What's that mean? وَهُوَ يَسْتَاكُ. I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهُوَ يَسْتَنُّ, يعني وَهُوَ يَسْتَاكُ, وَهُوَ يَتَسَوَّكُ, he's using the siwak. And then he said, فَأَعْطَى أَكْبَرَ الْقَوْمِ, and then after that he gave the siwak to them, oldest of the people. And then he said, وَقَالَ إِنَّ جِبْرِيلْ أَمَرَانِي أَنْ أُكَبِّرْ. Indeed, Jibreel, he ordered me to begin with the elder. So all of this is from the good legislation and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to respect the elders, and to know their status and their rank. Some of the salaf, they would say that the looking at the elder from the believers, those whom their beards and their hair have grown gray upon Islam, how many years have they fasted Ramadan? How many years have they fasted Ramadan, and how many prayers have they established in congregation, and how many good deeds have they acquired in that old age? So they'll look at them from this aspect and see that they have preceded them in righteousness and goodness, and they are higher and lofty in their rank. And likewise, one will look at the youth or those who are younger from the opposite aspect, that they have not been alive so long and tried with so many trials, and their soul is pure and safer from sin and safer from sin. So one will look at the elder in this manner and honor him, and one will look at the youth in this manner and respect him. So in any case, it's definitely from the sunnah to show mercy to the youth and have pity on them and to want good for them, and likewise to honor and respect and know the rights of the elders The second benefit, أنه لا تكفي تسمية من واحد بل وجبت على الجميع, يعني وجبت التسمية على الجميع, that it's not sufficient for one person to make تسمية on the food, rather it's an obligation for all of them to make تسمية. It's an obligation for all of them to make تسمية. And if there are some rites, if one mentions it, it will suffice the congregation. But then there are other rites that is not the case. Rather, each individual, he must bring the dhikr properly, like this case here. Who can mention a case whenever one will suffice his brothers? The salam, ahsantum. If somebody came into a gathering of 10, for example, and then he gave salam, then one of them responded, it suffices all of them. It suffices all of them. It suffices all of them. But as for the case here, the mentioning of the tasmiyah upon the food or the drink, it's incumbent for each individual who is involved eating that food to mention the name of Allah in order to be safe from the evil of the devil. And Allah knows best. The third benefit, بَيَنُ تَسَلُّطْ الشَّيْطَانِ عَلَى بَنِي آدَمْ وَحِرُسِهِ عَلَى أَنْ يُلْحِقَ بِهِمْ الضَّرَرْ فِي دِينِهِمْ وَالدُّنْيَاهُمْ. The clarification of the great diligence that the devil he has to have authority over the children of Adam and cause problems and to attempt to harm the children of Adam in their religion and worldly affair. In their religion and worldly affair. Number four, وَأَنَّهُ لَا سَبِيلَ لِدَفْعِ شَرِّهِ إِلَّا بِالْاِعْتِصَامِ بِاللَّهِ وَذِكْرِهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ. And the fourth benefit stemming from that is that there's no way to be safe from him, any from the devil, and to repel his harms except by holding fast to Allah. بِالْاِعْتِصَامِ بِاللَّهِ الْاِعْتِصَامِ بِاللَّهِ يعني التوكل على الله والثقة به. To put one's trust and reliance upon Allah and to believe in Him and have faith in Him and hope strongly that He will protect you. And hope strongly that He will protect you and to remember Allah and mention Him in every circumstance. The fifth benefit, بَيَانُ مُعَجِزَةٍ لِلنَّبِي حَيْثُ يَرَى مَا لَا يَرَاهُ الْحَاضِرُونَ مِنْ تَلَعُبِ الشَّيْطَانِ بِالْجَارِيَةِ وَالْإِعْرَابِ. The fifth benefit is the clarification of a miracle. The miracle performed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he's seeing that which those present do not see, from the devil playing with this little girl and this Bedouin, and he playing with them and using them to attempt to make the food lawful for him. Number six, فيه دليل على أن للشيطان يدا يصيب بها الطعام إذا لم يذكر اسم الله عليه وأن هذه الإصابة أكل. كما جاء في الحديث أنه يأكل بشماله والله أعلم. And also in this narration we see there's an evidence that the devil, he has a hand and he uses that hand to get food and drink. The food and drink that the name of Allah is not mentioned upon. And that whenever he gets this food and drink, what he does with that is he eats it. He eats it, as has been clarified in the narrations that he eats with his left hand. That he eats with his left hand. So the devil, he eats with his left hand. He eats with his left hand. Therefore, he has a hand and he eats with it. And he eats with it. After this was the narration of Umayyah ibn Makhshi. The narration of Umayyah ibn Makhshi. نعم وعن أمية ابن مخشي الصحابي رضي الله عنه أنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا ورجل يأكل فلم يسم الله حتى لم يبق من طعامه إلا لقمة فلما رفعها إلى فيه قال بسم الله أوله وآخره فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال ما زال الشيطان يأكل معه فلما ذكر اسم الله استقاء ما في بطنه رواه أبو داود والنسائي. He mentioned a narration of Umayyah ibn Makhshi radiyallahu anhu that he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting while a man was eating his food. That man did not mention the name of Allah before commencing to eat till only a morsel of food was left. Then he raised it to his mouth. He said, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, with the name of Allah in the beginning and in the end. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he began laughing at this time. He said that the devil had been eating with him, but whenever he mentioned the name of Allah, he vomited all that was in his stomach. He threw up all that was in his stomach. It's narrated by Abu Dawud and Nasa'i. We have seen that this narration is weak. As for that which is mentioned in the first part, then it's established. It's established in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that had preceded, meaning the issue of the one who forgot. The one who forgot to mention the name of Allah in the beginning, then he will mention the name of Allah whenever he remembers. Whenever he remembers while he's still eating. And he will say, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Or Bismillahi fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. And this is established. This is mentioned in this narration. This is established and taken not from this narration, but from the other narration that is reported with the chain that is authentic. As for the additional information here that is not supported by other narrations, then this is not accepted. This is not accepted, and it's from the affairs of the unseen. So therefore, it's not established. One, he will not mention that, that the devil throws up the food whenever the name of Allah is mentioned in the middle of the food. This is not authentic, and Allah knows best. After that, the author, he says, وَعَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا أَنَّهَا قَالَتْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَأْكُلُ طَعَامًا فِي سِتَّةٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ فَجَاءَ عَرَبِيٌّ فَأَكَلَهُ بِلُكْمَتَيْنِ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ أَمَّا إِنَّهُ لَوْ سَمَّى لَكَفَاكُمْ رَوَاهُ الترمذي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. He mentioned the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha that she says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was eating with his companions when a desert Arab came and ate up the food in two mouthfuls. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, had he mentioned the name of Allah, it would have sufficed for all of you. Had he mentioned the name of Allah, it would have sufficed for all of you. This is the wording of At-Tirmidhi. Also, it has come as well, the same narration in Sunan Ibn Majah. And the wording she says, radiallahu anha, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل طعاما في ستة نثر من أصحابه. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was eating food along with six of his companions. فجاء عربي فأكله بلقمتين. And a desert Arab, he came and he ate it all in two bites. In two bites. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أما إنه لو قال بسم الله لكفاكم. As for this one, had he said بسم الله, it would have sufficed you. فإذا أكل أحدكم طعاما فليقول بسم الله. And if one of you eats food, then let him say Bismillah. This is another evidence for the clarification of the meaning of the tasmiyah. فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدَكُمْ طَعَامًا فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. If one of you eats food, then say Bismillah. So here he didn't say فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, like some people may mention, like some people may mention or recommend. But what is recommended is to hold fast with that which has come. التمسك بالوارد عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإن نسي أن يقول بسم الله في أوله فليقول بسم الله في أوله وآخره. And if he forgets to say بسم الله in the beginning of the food, then let him say بسم الله in the beginning and in the end. In the beginning and in the end. So this person, he ate the food, all of it, in two bites. بلقمتين. A لقمة is a bite of food. You take a bite of food, like you have a piece of meat, you take a bite of that meat. That's one luqma. A piece of meat, you take one luqma. He ate it all the food that was prepared for six people, he got it all in two bites. He got it all in two bites. So from the benefits of this, فيه أنه لا تكفي تسمية بعض من أكل بل لا بد أن يسمي كل واحد لنفسه وبانفراده. That it's not sufficient for one person to make the tasmiyah, rather every individual, he must make it himself. Every individual must make it himself. So this person here, he came, he didn't say the name of Allah. He didn't say the name of Allah. Number two, barakatu dhikri ismillahi ala ta'am. The second benefit is, you see the great blessing of mentioning the name of Allah upon the food. And fi dhikri ismillahi ta'ala kifaya. Kifaya. And then by mentioning the name of Allah, the food will be sufficient. The food will be sufficient. There are narrations that will come about this in a chapter likewise, about this affair, about the food that's prepared for one person is sufficient for two. And if the sunnah is applied properly, and the food that's prepared for two people is sufficient for four. And whenever the sunnah is applied properly, they mention the name of Allah, and they eat from that which is near from them, and they let the blessing come to the middle of the food, so on and so forth, from the other guidances and etiquettes that we will learn about, inshallah, whenever this is all established properly, then the food will be full of blessing, and it will suffice. It will suffice. So from the blessing of mentioning the name of Allah upon the food is that the food will be sufficient. Had that man said the name of Allah, لَكَفَاكُمْ, and it would have sufficed. It was only for six, and then a seventh he came, right? And he ate it all up at one time. But had he said the name of Allah, it would have sufficed those six and him, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It would have sufficed all of them. But because he did not mention the name of Allah, the blessing was stripped from the food, and it was not sufficient. It was not sufficient for all of them. So the third benefit here, فَقْدُ هَذِهِ الْبَرَكَةِ عِنْدَ al-ghafrati and dhikrillahi ta'ala, that this blessing will be lost and void whenever a person is heedless or negligent with regards to the mention of the name of Allah, and with regards to remembering Allah, These are the narrations that we discussed in our previous class. Now there's two more narrations, huh? What time is it? What time is the duksi? It's already almost an hour. You guys are tired, right? هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.